Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
In this moment when Black representation is under attack, it is important for the CPC to keep in their tradition of being the moral of the Congress, but the moral of conscience of this country. No representation, no revenue, no one Black should be on a playing field of institutions that's living off of our labor, and yet in states that are seeking to reinstitute a sharecropping reality.
All right, so Derek Johnson, the president of the NAACP, at an event yesterday at the Capitol, along with members of the Congressional Black Caucus behind him, announcing a boycott of colleges and universities in states that are redistricting to the disadvantage of Black residents. So states like Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, that are redistricting in alignment with the Calais decision handed down by the Supreme Court, as in to not draw districts on the basis of race, but because this winds up disadvantaging Democrats, particularly Black Democrats, in their view, he says, all right, you don't want to let us be represented? You're going to make us sharecroppers? We're just going to have our athletes go play for the Big Ten? Or the Pac-10, or for Notre Dame, or wherever else. It's just not, you know, where you are.
NAACP this morning, in solidarity with the CBC, we are calling on athletes who are coming out of high school not to attend any state-funded schools of states that have moved to minimize our right to vote, to minimize our ability to elect candidates of our choice, and states that are seeking to create a sharecropping reality.
All right, so that's a double sharecropping if you're keeping track of the references. He goes on and says which states?
Whether that state be Missouri or Mississippi, whether that state is South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, or Florida. 55% of all African Americans live in the former Confederate South. But the 55% of us who live in the former Confederate South, we will not tolerate a Confederate mentality on our labor, on our ability to contribute, and our ability to be to have representation.
So we got sharecropping, we got the Confederate South, we got all of you white racists in the South who are doing this for purely racist reasons. And last, you know, bit here.
In this moment, our democracy is in crisis. This is not about partisanship. This is about true representation. And for the NAACP, we will fight with all we have in solidarity with the Congressional Black Caucus to ensure that we have representation, or if we don't, we will withhold the talent that play on the football field or on the basketball court, be the men or female, in this moment.
So I have questions, 437-1620, 437-1620. Question number one, you say it's not about partisanship. Question, how many Republicans did you have with you yesterday? Sorry,
You okay there?
Something over here made me cough suddenly. Oh, no Republicans. Oh, okay. So maybe partisan. possibly. Also, and it's, you know, what I also want to know is why are you so uncommitted to your own ideals? I mean, the problem with Derek Johnson's proposal is it doesn't go far enough. Why is he only asking Black athletes to boycott SEC schools and SEC states? Do white people not care about race issues too? Do white athletes not also want to make sure that states have Black representation? I mean, why are you not challenging all athletes to boycott SEC schools. I mean, did you just not think you could get enough leverage with that? Or did you not consider it? That, I mean, because, you know, look, if black people want to be represented, then they should boycott. And if white people are going to be allies of blacks, you know, a lot of white people are against racism, too. I've heard stories. You know, I've met a few. I am one. look in the mirror. So your problem is you're only asking for the blacks to boycott, and you should be asking for everybody. In fact, I think basically the problem here is he's not taking his own idea seriously enough. I mean, look, you know, there are women athletes who go to schools in states where they restrict abortion. And obviously, just like all blacks vote Democrats, all women are pro-choice. Oh, they're not? Oh, okay. Well, but ignore that for the second. but, you know, if you want to get states to reallow abortion, then tell all the female athletes. In fact, why just athletes? You know, tell women and blacks and whites to not attend LSU at all. I mean, why only the athletes, man? And while we're at it, I mean, shouldn't it be sort of all of the political issues? I mean, if a state doesn't do what you want in politics, then obviously you ought to tell everybody to boycott that state's vacation spots, businesses, you know, don't go to their schools. I mean, it's such a limited response. In fact, you know, the more I think about it, the more what we ought to probably have is anytime a student or an athlete or a professor, you know, is going to go to a school, probably they should only go to schools in states where those states are doing exactly what they think is politically right. And anything where they're not doing exactly what they think is politically right, they should boycott them. You know, the NAACP just didn't, you know, swing big enough. In fact, if he's really committed to this, then, I mean, I know he probably wouldn't embrace this conclusion, but probably, you know, Republicans shouldn't go to schools in Illinois and California because of their gerrymandered districts, which is unjust, you know, where they have excluded us from the voting. They shouldn't go to New England schools. So, or you could just have students and athletes decide to go to schools on the basis of which programs fit their needs and interests the best, and maybe leave a separation between sport and state, or maybe just leave the idea that leverage over political ideals shouldn't infuse every single last aspect of our civilization and human endeavor, and our first response to everything shouldn't be to politicize it. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got one accident on the books that just happened in North Blue Angel Parkway and Scotland Road. It's causing some delays both in the eastbound and westbound direction of Blue Angel, so be aware of that. Highway 29 southbound coming into approaching 9 Mile Road, seeing about a 9-minute delay in that area. 98's actually flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you've got a student, and, you know, we're getting into summer, right, real soon, and that means that they're not going to be taking math classes, right? And that can cause a problem. In fact, it's extraordinarily normal for students to experience what people in the education field call the summer slide, which is, particularly with math, when you're not doing math on a regular basis, you can lose over the summer about half of students, 50% of students, can lose as much as 2 months worth of instruction. So basically, like, if you just rolled your students' progress back to, you know, March and took the last 2 months of classes and wiped it out, because that's what it costs to not keep up with math during the summer, at least for half of students. Or you could treat summer as an opportunity for kids to practice and even to get ahead. Instead of the summer slide, you could have the summer leap, the look ahead and get ready for new skills and get ready for next year and practice what you've got so that you don't lose it, which is, I mean, necessary. So go to Mathnasium. This is what they do. Throughout the school year, they help kids figure out how to do well in math, how to fix the things that didn't get fixed, and how to build skills that never got developed properly in the first place so that they can do okay, but also so they can get ahead. And the assessment, completely free. You know, have a kid go there, take them in there. And we're big fans, okay? Like, Donna and Dana are, like, our best friends, and we love Mathnasium, super believe in it. My son taught at Mathnasium for a year, so I absolutely advocate for the program. But seriously, it's completely free. to have the assessment done and then find them. Then there's step-up providers, so there might be money available from the state for some of this cost. But the point is, if you want a student to do well and they haven't been, or if you want them to do well and you're worried about what might happen and they're not doing it over summer, go to Mathnasium and find out. Just find out. You can go there right in the Marshalls, right next to Marshalls in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read four essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you, and the way he does that is primarily through his word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC. Every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Hurricane season is here. Is your home protected? At StormTech Shutter Systems, they provide custom hurricane protection built for the Gulf Coast, including roll-down shutters, accordion shutters, Bahama shutters, storm panels, and storm fabric systems. Their professionally installed products are built to code and designed to protect what matters most. Financing options are available to help make protecting your home easy. Don't wait until the next storm is on the radar. Call today for your free estimate. StormTech Shutter Systems. Protection you can trust when it matters most.
As lead agency for their regional continuum of care, Opening Doors of Northwest Florida helps to coordinate funding, data, and community planning to strengthen the local response to homelessness. Reentry Alliance Pensacola provides self-sufficiency for returning citizens, transitional housing for the homeless, and helps with reducing opioid, drug, and alcohol abuse with a hand up, not a handout. Together, Opening Doors of Reentry Alliance of Pensacola work to strengthen housing stability across our community. Sponsored by Lakeview Center, Northwest Florida's leading behavioral health care provider.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
What we're looking for is an Eddie Murphy type.
We want somebody who can act like Eddie Murphy from head to toe. That's what we want.
Looking out a dirty old window. Outside, the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
It sounds like Kim Carnes, but it doesn't sound like Kim Carnes. It's Kids in America redone by the Muffs, actually, from Clueless soundtrack. And so it's a little bit more grungy version of that song. So that's why it sounded familiar, but not so familiar.
Right.
7:23 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Should we talk about this Trump? Oh, my God. This $10 billion lawsuit dropped in order to get this $1.7 billion fund, which will be used to pay anybody that's been a so-called victim of lawfare by the Biden administration, and now also immunity from ever being investigated over past tax misbehavior. If this doesn't satisfy all your alarm bells for outrageous self-dealing and abuse of power, I mean, nothing ever will. This is insane. This is really crazy. The president is plaintiff and defendant. The president is the one complaining, and the president's Department of Justice is the one cutting the deal with the president's revenue service in order to drop this ridiculous $10 billion lawsuit that the president filed. And in exchange, they're going to pay almost $2 billion into a fund that's going to pay people who have been victims of the Biden administration's lawfare. It theoretically won't be Trump or his children who are plaintiffs in the case. But there will be no publicity on who gets the money. It'll be five appointees picked by Trump and fireable by Trump. And this is insane. I mean, if you think this makes sense, and the Supreme Court, they may not even be able to take the case because it doesn't even count as a controversy because the plaintiff and the defendant are the same person. I mean, look, if you want the president not to be able to be prosecuted while he's in office or even after he's in office because he's the president, the flip side of that is the president can't deal for himself while in office. Right? If the president's going to have immunity from doing bad things, which is fine, certainly while he's in office, the president cannot also turn around and use the power of office to benefit his political allies for $1.7 billion in settlement. Again, settlement, I put in air quotes, versus a $10 billion lawsuit that he filed. And he's using his own executive agencies who are the recipients, the named defendants in the lawsuit, to settle with him. I just don't know.
Wouldn't that be a conflict of interest? I mean, you know.
Yeah. 100%.
I know. That's why I'm like, wait a second.
Look, you know me. I am praising the president when the president does smart things, wise things that I agree with, and I'm critical of the president when the president does stupid, ridiculous, and outrageous things. This is flagrantly wrong. Monumentally wrong. If you're the person like, well, I don't know, it makes sense to me, those J6 people were really, you know, treated poor. Dude, you're out of the game. You're the red flag, kicked out. If you think this is okay, I will never listen to your opinion about anything else ever again on any subject because you have completely disqualified yourself. I'll say it and I'll stand by it. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Still dealing with the accident that happened to Blue Angel and Scotland Road. Just seeing some minor delays associated with that. Highway 29 going southbound toward 9 Mile, experiencing about a 12-minute delay in that area. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, about a 6-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Minnesota is now the first state to ban prediction markets. Governor Tim Walz signed a public safety bill prohibiting online platforms where people can bet money on the outcomes of events. Prediction markets get around local sports betting restrictions by selling bets as financial contracts like commodity markets. Health officials say an Ebola outbreak in Central Africa is spreading rapidly. At least 131 deaths and more than 500 suspected cases have now been reported. It involves a rare strain with no approved vaccine or treatment. And the U.S. is now funding up to 50 Ebola response clinics in Congo and Uganda. British pop star Dua Lipa is suing Samsung, Andrew, for at least $15 million. She says the company used her image without permission to help market televisions. The lawsuit said her photo appeared on TV packaging, I guess on the box, creating the impression that she endorsed the product.
Thanks so much, David. Oh, I got a text in here. Somebody says, this is sarcastic, by the way. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Democrats should be able to punish their enemies, and Republicans should just shut up and take it. After all, we deserve it. We're bad people. Okay. Do you believe in separation of powers? Because if you don't believe in separation of powers, you don't really believe in America, right? I mean, that's a core principle of our governmental system, separation of powers, checks and balances. Do you believe that the judge in a case should be related to the plaintiff or the defendant or both? Well, no. Do you believe people on the jury should be related? No. Well, why? Well, because, I mean, obviously you want to have an impartial jury. You know, somebody to decide the case shouldn't be related to either of the interests. Oh, okay. If the president's right about this need for a fund, then at the very least, his administrative agencies should not be the ones entering into the deal while he's in office. It should be done after he leaves office or by an impartial panel or by a bipartisan congressional panel. I mean, anybody else, when he and his agencies and his appointees are dealing for him and his friends that's a violation of, again, everything that we believe in our system of government. And if you think that Republicans have been abused by Democrats, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but you don't fix that by stacking the deck and dealing off the bottom like this. Because when the Democrats scream about this, they're going to be right. And they have been screaming about this, and they're right. And maybe you're just so sold out to Trump is always right, he's my hero and everything, that you can't see it. But think about the things that you believe in at your core about what's right in government and about conflict of interest and bias and accumulation of power as opposed to separation of power and checks and balances. Think about it.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump saying we're going to end the war with Iran very quickly. Meanwhile,
overnight, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps released a new threat against the United States and Israel, warning that if they launch a renewed bombing campaign, there will be serious consequences for the entire region.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. Trump critic Congressman Thomas Massie from Kentucky sent packing in the Republican primary. Voters there followed President Trump's endorsement and supported Ed Gallrine.
I want to thank President Trump for his support, his endorsement, and his counsel as I navigated this campaign.
The president delivers the command association of the Coast Guard Academy later this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731. It's cloudy right now, 73 degrees here across the area. We'll get a full look at our forecast from Channel 3 up in just a few minutes. Santa Rosa County is set to fill the vacancy on its Aviation Advisory Committee left by the passing of longtime Chairman Mike Harris. Retired Lieutenant General Dwayne Tyson, who logged more than 6,000 flight hours and commanded forces across the Asia Pacific, was approved by commissioners this week to join the board immediately so he can attend Wednesday's Aviation Committee meeting. Harris had served on the board for nearly 20 years. Pensacola State College reversing its decision to block a student-produced magazine that included content about LGBTQ experiences. The college had cited the Stop Woke Act when it refused to fund publication of the arts and culture magazine Just Opposed. After pressure from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, PSC has now said the school will print 100 copies at the college's expense. A Pensacola man is facing dozens of felony charges after state investigators linked child sexual abuse material uploaded online to his home. Florida Department of Law Enforcement arrested 30-year-old Chandler Baker on 24 counts of possession of child sexual abuse material, along with 13 counts of possession of bestiality and additional drug and communication charges. An investigation began with a cyber tip to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Agents traced the uploads to Baker's residence through his IP address. Santa Rosa County Commissioners getting closer to approving school speed zone cameras with a final vote expected this week. Supporters say the cameras are needed because deputies just can't be at every school zone each day. Commissioner Bobby Burkett says the cameras improve safety for students. And he supports the idea.
It's not about money. This is about saving a life. And I've done a little research, hadn't got as much as I'd like to get, but there's been over 300 children getting injured or worse from people speeding through traffic zones. If this will save a life, so be it. If you want to vote me out for trying to save a life, go for it. I'm good with that.
The proposed contract would install cameras that ticket drivers going 11 miles or more over the speed limit when school zones are active. Disney now has a new leader. The company announced yesterday Joe Schott is the new president of Walt Disney World Resort. He replaces Jeff Vaily, who recently announced his retirement. Schott was the most recently president of Disney Signature Experiences, where he oversaw the launches of two new cruise ships. Before that, he worked for Disney in China, France, and Japan. Now he returns to where his Disney career started when he was a Jungle Cruise skipper. Schott will start by the end of July. Now, Mayor D.C. Reeves says what started as a simple utility repair project on Palafox has now turned into an opportunity to completely upgrade one of downtown's busiest corridors. Mayor Reeves yesterday at his press conference says instead of just patching sections of pavement after FPL's utility work, the city decided to fully rebuild that street.
That paving was going to stop mid-block, not only on the side streets, but actually on Palafox. It was just FPL was just going to come back and go over where their utility cuts were, and that was it. So what gets lost, and obviously the major part of the project with all the pavers and the stormwater and everything else is we were intentional about taking it to the next block. That was not required of the FPL. And if we had left it that way, you would have had fresh pavement and you would have just stopped mid-block and you would have gone into the old pavement.
And Mayor Reeves there, of course, the project including new brick pavers, upgraded stormwater infrastructure, ADA accessibility improvements, and pedestrian safety enhancements. That project is scheduled to wrap up here in the next several days. And the city's holding a ribbon cutting Friday at 3 p.m. on the Romana block to celebrate the reopening of the road. It's 7:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, experiencing about a 9-minute delay, and also Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile Road, a 8-minute delay, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, about a 9-minute delay, and Avalon Boulevard coming southbound toward I-10, experiencing a 7-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
We are going to be seeing another beautiful warm day today. Temperatures near 85 degrees for your high. 20% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures tonight near 75. We're going to be looking at that nice pattern on Thursday as well with a 20% chance of rain. High near 84. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. And keeping that small 20% chance of rain on Friday with a high near 84 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
73 with cloudy skies. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Alibaba has announced a new artificial intelligence chip that is 3 times more powerful than its predecessor. The new chip could make Alibaba and its chip subsidiary T-Head more competitive in China's growing domestic AI processor market, which includes competitors like Huawei. SpaceX, which is getting set to publicly disclose its IPO prospectus, has picked Goldman Sachs to lead what's likely to be a record offering. CNBC reports that Goldman will have the left lead position on the prospectus, followed by Morgan Stanley, and then Bank of America, Citigroup, and JP Morgan Chase. At its annual developers conference, Google offered a first look at its audio smart glasses that will be available later this year. Google partnered with Samsung and eyeglass makers Warby Parker and Gentle Monster for the wearable devices. Futures are moderately higher this morning, with all eyes on peace negotiations regarding the Iran war. Dow and NASDAQ futures both up by more than 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
We asked people we spoke with, what does it take to keep getting better with age?
Keep growing.
Remember where you came from. It's the foundation of who you are.
Show up for others. Learn something new.
Stay connected.
That's been our approach at Pennair for 90 years. Staying connected. Continuing to grow. And never losing sight of who we serve. Pennair Credit Union. 90 years strong.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us. Joining us now by phone, we have Mayor D.C. Reeves. I want to remind you that this interview is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, sir. Thanks so much for having me.
We're almost there. Friday, ribbon cutting, small scale, small R ribbon cutting, to open up the Romana section of Palafox, and then 10 days later, open to everybody, right?
That's right. Yeah. So we're planning Friday at 3 o'clock, open to the public at the intersection of Romana and Palafox. We're going to do what we're really calling.
Wait. Did you pronunciation check me?
I said, oh, no. If you didn't pronounce it the way I pronounced it, then I guess yes.
I've always said Romana. You said Romana in what I thought was a very deliberate way. Is it? I've always said it Romana. Am I wrong?
I don't know. Am I wrong?
Right, you're making
me second guess something. tomato, tomato, Andrew. But we will have there at Romana/Romana and Palafox. We will have the small business ribbon cutting. Very excited for that. And the reason we're doing it is we're going to have the official, as I keep joking, kind of the hoity-toity formal dedication. You know, for a major project, we're certainly super excited about. But we're going to do that around the America 250 celebration. We'll have that in Plaza Ferdinand. More details to come. But we thought it would, one, we went through 5 months, 139 days of construction for these small businesses that our city and our surrounding area has really stepped up for these businesses. We've lost zero businesses because of the closure. We're very proud of that because there was a lot of intentionality behind that.
Do you know anything about employee counts? Because that would be, I mean, I know we didn't lose any, you know, binary yes, no on businesses, but do we know anything about employees or hours? I mean, I just don't know the answer.
Yeah, no, and we wouldn't either. And whether it was Blue Sky or construction, you know, we don't have any mechanism to keep tabs at a month by month level on employees, of course. And listen, that doesn't mean that there weren't some adjustments. You know, there's less tables outside, those types of things. Certainly that's possible. Nonetheless, the bottom line to me is in 139 days, we completed 5 city blocks, an $11 million project. We lost zero businesses. We're stormwater hardened. We are ADA accessible, more aesthetic, and we've made an investment in the cornerstone of economic development from a tourism standpoint in our downtown. And to do that in 139 days, I'm certainly proud of, and of being on time, on budget, and all of that. So the reason we're doing something now is we're letting the small businesses cut the ribbon, right? I mean, the idea is to let everybody know that this road is back open. Will be pedestrian only through the end of the month, which will be kind of interesting to watch. We're doing that because we're moving some fences over to some of the side streets and things like that. But we have the Fiesta Parade, of course, the following Friday downtown. So that you would already have Palafox closed regardless from a security standpoint. So it'll be a good little experiment or logistical thing that also allows you to have your kids and family. If you want to go out in the middle of the road and take photos, you don't have to worry about a car coming down. So we will do that Friday at 3 o'clock. Of course, the public is welcome.
So I figured that this was probably also a pray for rain and test the system before we open it to traffic kind of thing because of all the new storm drains that have put in. I know some people are looking at this and like, are you sure they're not testing this for a future pedestrian only zone switch?
We are not testing it for a pedestrian only zone. Again, it would, if we were to say we want to put cars on there as quickly as possible, what would ultimately end up happening as an alternative to this is we would open one day, close one day, open 4 hours, close 4 hours because of the fences moving.
Okay,
that's really the reason. We wanted to give enough time, and it's just much cleaner and simpler. I don't want to go on your radio show and say, go stand out in the middle of the road, except for 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, 9 a.m. nice. To 1 p.m. on Friday. You know, so it just made natural sense to us, but you know, you hear the same things I hear. Of course, people are, you know, some people want to close it permanently 24 hours a day. Some people think, you know, cars driving by is how those businesses survive, and that's important to them. So, you know, I get that. I'm sure, Andrew, that this project completion will not be the last of that debate, I'm sure.
I would imagine. We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Hold on just a second, Mr. Mayor. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Home Outlet in Pensacola, where you'll find flooring for every budget and big savings on your next home project. No accidents to report to you right now, but I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, experiencing about a 7-minute delay. Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, 8-minute delay, and Highway 29 going southbound toward 9 Mile, it's up to a 10-minute delay. And 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze is now a 9-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Oh, I have an update. I have two people have texted me and said that it's Romana and not Romana. So problem solved.
I guess I have to file an ordinance or something.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, why not? I want to ask you about something that is, I don't think you're going to like the question, but it's a question a lot of people are asking right now. When it comes to travel to the beach, which I know the beach is itself not in your domain, You know, travel to the beach is a problem that we all deal with, and it's the biggest draw for our community, and we're talking about building either a convention space or building an athletic space or whatever, and, you know, the engineers from DRMP, or the engineer from DRMP basically says, we're at capacity, it's at the breaking point, you know, and we cannot take any more. Is it time to stop marketing Pensacola Beach for people to come here?
No. I think, and this is where I will only dip my toenail into other government's business. I will limit it to when is the last significant infrastructure project that took place out there, I think is a fair question. Meaning, and I can make it a good segue to the airport that we'll talk about in a second by saying we have an airport built for 1.3 million people that now 3.1 million people fly through.
Yeah.
Could you make, just in general, and again, I don't, this is a problem with no solution, and it certainly is the county, and I know they got a lot of smart people working on this project. You do have to ask yourself, when was the last major infrastructure increase to allow capacity that's happened out there? That was the first thing I thought when I saw that study that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I don't mean widening a bridge. I don't think the bridge necessarily would be the issue, but when you get onto the island, it tends to be the issue. And so, you know, I think that's worth a robust conversation. Andrew, you've been around long enough to hear every one of these scenarios. Do you build a garage? Do you take the SRIA property and build some type of parking structure on that side with retail? I mean, there's been, you know, every year or two, there's always something to talk through, and you know, I'll defer all of that to the experts that are more immersed in that than I am. But I think when you look at it 30,000 foot view, that probably needs to be a question: is how many more people come to the beach now than they did 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and when's the last time that we've kind of had an investment that has allowed for that growth to take place?
I'll put my, again, this will be the third time I've mentioned it on the air, and I mention it only by way of passing because I can't get it out of my head. I mentioned to Sam Abel, and she almost passed out. We should take Garcon Point Road, plow it right through the Walmart and Tiger Point Golf Course, and build a third bridge, and then we have a grid system to the eastern side of the non-Gulf Islands National Seashore. But that's a conversation for a different day, and I don't actually advocate for it, but I am kind of fascinated by the idea. Something.
No comment.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I was watching the TPO last week, and, you know, the thought occurred to me, why is the mayor of Pensacola not a seat on the TPO?
I mean, that's a good question, and I only pause at that because obviously there's lots of responsibilities in this job, and that would, you know, be another one. I think a lot of what you see with the mayor appointees and council appointees at the city are a little backwards, and by the way, that's no slight of anybody on council or council staff. I just think when your form of government's 15 years old and there are bodies that require city representation, So we've had a few of these that have changed, just on smaller scales, like Florida West, yeah. EDC,
yeah.
where, you know, they, of course, because the old form of government, they were council appointees. And so some of those boards haven't necessarily caught up to the new form of government, and understandable, like when would that happen, right? Like, it would take some intentionality for that, for people to look at that. And then, you know, then that's a discussion between council and mayor's office. But I think it's a fair question. I mean, at least having some type of representation there for sure.
And I mean, you didn't say it, but I assume you also mean like TDT, for example, you know, TDC, that would be one. And there's others as well,
correct.
Where because of the change in the nature of government and you being an elected independent, you know, official, you mentioned at the airport, big announcement, what? $9 million, biggest single grant. We're at 32, need 38 more, and it's a $110 million project, right? The airport, all the different things we're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, I mean, you've got a concourse that needs to be built, but you've got baggage claim that needs to be updated, a utility plant, all those things. So that's a number that from an entire modernization program can go, that ticket can go much higher. But we're absolutely thrilled to get the $9 million from the FAA. This was something that we were getting zero from the FAA when we got here. And it, the hardest thing, the first dollar is always hardest with these federal grants, these revolving ones. And so we fought. I believe I always get it confused. We got, I think it was $4 million. Yes, I believe it was $4 million because the $5 million was from the state. And so we got that first $4 million, and that's what I said at the time was, this isn't just $4 million. It's kind of getting on the docket, so to speak, knowing that this is a recurring thing, and that as progress moves forward, that kind of opened the window for us to be able to get more funding and prove that on Monday. So
yeah.
Very excited for that. And as I mentioned in the press conference, what does that mean for you as a listener, as an airport user? What it means is the more grant money we get, the less money we have to bond, and the less money we have to bond, that's a pass through that ultimately, it doesn't matter what airport does what project, can have a negative consequence on the ticket you pay, right? All those fees and all of that. So without getting into airport math, the bottom line is the more grants we get, the more likely it is that we can keep your ticket affordable. And that's what has made Pensacola International Airport so strong, and why we've seen such growth is we have been more competitive than our neighbors, and we continue to do so, and we should after this project as well.
Most definitely. I have so much I always want to talk with you about. You were talking about yard debris, and you went through and explained how, you know, and you've kind of hinted at this before, that you're sure that it's a lot of this is because of contractors not doing their job. And if I understood you correctly, you told the story that somebody actually came to your house and did tree work and then posed you the question of, well, do you want to pay $100 for us to take it away, or do you want us to leave it on your lawn illegally and then the city takes care of it? Did that actually happen to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
And again, I don't think, do I think it's malicious? No, it's that classic case. It's there's lots of things that remind me of the recycling process. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know that, I'm sure there's some companies that have been here a long time that know the rule, and there's going to be ones that don't, right? Ones
yep.
that pop up and don't. And that's why I keep saying job number one is to get everybody's yard debris up. And I think we put 1,100 man hours in last week, which has got to be some kind of record outside of a hurricane. That's job number one, get everything picked up. Job number two is we are going to assess and right size what we need to do. And before people say, oh man, that means you're going to charge more. I have no intention of wanting to charge more. Ultimately, the charges rest with the council. But I don't think that is the case. It's time for education, and there's time for rules to be followed. I think that is going to be our first step, is if we find out that contractors are asking that question that someone asked me a couple of years back, to say, yeah, would you like to pay for it yourself? Well, what do you expect a citizen to say? Of course they're going to say, no, just leave it out on the curb. You know, I don't
right,
want to pay another
exactly.
$100. Well, in reality, who's paying that $100? I mean,
right.
the $100 that I should be paying at my house is being spread across 21,000 households. So, yeah, that's the reality. So if we don't want to get to additional costs, then we have to, you know, and that's our job. That, you know, meaning that's not the citizen's job. That's our job is, hey, we've got these rules on the books. We try to be fair and kind of loosey-goosey with it. We don't want to, as you heard me say, I don't want to get my tape measure out and say, well, your pile is 6'4". you know,
right.
Give us $15. That's not how we want to operate, right? So, we got to attack this at where it's most painful for us, which is these contractors that are leaving enormous piles of, you know, all winter long, all spring long yard trash that it's supposed to be a 6x6 box.
And I only ask this because I can't not ask it. Were you the mayor when he said this to you, or were you not yet the mayor?
No, it would be close. I actually would think yes, but yeah, it would be close. Yeah.
Well, you know, not everybody knows who's the mayor. Is, you know, who's the mayor? So that's fair enough. Hey, we always like to end with a bit of a lightning round. First one, does the moon rotate or not rotate on its own axis?
I don't know all these NASA questions, Andrew. I'm just trying to get your yard trash picked up.
Fair enough. I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
I don't know. What is the right answer?
It rotates at 1/30th or so of a, you know, because it's rotating gradually over the course of a month. But okay, fair enough. Dirty dishes. Do you do dirty dishes as you go, immediately after the meal that day, or when the piles become annoying?
Once per night, right? You know, like when everything's in. All ice cream bowls and everything. We're all the way through. That's when it gets attacked.
And the most important question I am going to ask you for a long time is fruit cocktail, yay or nay, versus single fruit?
Grew up on it. The little plastic, you know, thing you pulled back, you know, I'm sure it was sitting in juice that was definitely not legal anymore, I'm sure, back in the 90s. but absolutely. I mean, I have to be honest. I don't run across it much anymore, Andrew, since I was like maybe 10. But maybe now we have
the explanation. It was fruit cocktail as a kid that made you say Romana as an adult. DC Reeves is the...
Could be.
Mayor of Pensacola. I always appreciate talking with you, sir. Thank you so much for the information. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.
John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives. You can't believe I slipped that in, can you?
No, but that was pretty good. I was pretty proud
it's science.
Of you.
Yeah, I do science on the radio. What do you got, John?
All right. So if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect an 8-minute delay. Also, I-10 westbound through that construction zone between Pine Forest and 9 Mile is experiencing about a 6-minute delay, and 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze is experiencing an 8-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Need to move across town, across country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BBB accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Go LambertTeam.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
What is website visitor ID? How much effort do you put into attracting people to your website without having any idea of who actually visits? With website visitor ID, you can collect the name, email address, physical address, and even demographic information from the people who come to your website, all without cookies. This is lead generation gold. It's called website visitor ID.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
Shh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Oh, I did double check with the mayor. The parade will be on Jefferson, so it will not be on Palafox. And I figured you were wondering, but yes, that's definitely going to be the case. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Vladimir Putin is meeting with Xi Jinping in China now, just days after President Trump was there. The two leaders were seen shaking hands during a welcoming ceremony earlier today. And employees with Meta are working from home today, Andrew. The company's planning to lay off 10% of its workforce.
Stay home and find out whether you got fired.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620 News Radio.